is here.
Добрый день. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I thank the Secretariat for the opportunity to take the floor. In Kazakhstan, work to introduce PRTR is done by an organization under the Ministry for the Environment, namely our state enterprise called the Information Analytical Center on Environmental Protection. Data is submitted to the PRTR system by type of activities which fall under the reporting requirements for the PRTR, along with adopted threshold values and capacity in accordance with Annex 1, and also a list of pollutants with threshold values that are released into the air and water for reporting by industrial sectors. This is in accordance with Annex 2. The operators who carry out these activities must annually, before the 1st of April, submit their information to the PRTR for the previous calendar year. According to the rules of conduct of our state PRTR, which was adopted by a decree of the Ministry of the Environment, this year more than 718 enterprises submitted information. I'd like to note that last year the Ministry for the Environment created a new information system, namely our national database on the state of the environment and natural resources. This is in accordance with Article 165 of our 2021 Environmental Code. The national database is an automated information system for collecting, systemizing, storing, processing and disseminating environmental data for ensuring public access to environmental information, as well as monitoring for compliance with the law and detecting any violations in the field of the environment, as well as data sharing among natural resources users and the competent bodies who work in the field of environmental protection. And this is a single window principle. The database has six modules. First of all, the PRTR, then an automated system for monitoring emissions, the reception of reports for industrial environmental control, public hearings, a module on waste cadaster, and a carbon cadaster. From 2025 onwards, companies will submit data under the PRTR through a reporting form on the new information system, which will be signed digitally by a person who is authorized to do so on behalf of the company in question. The information system also includes filling out and uploading reports and the publishing of reports for the public at large. In accordance with Article 3.5 of the PRTR protocol, in order to reduce the burden on Category 1 and 2 enterprises and lowering duplicative reporting, we have developed a feature for the automated preparation of reports for PRTR from the Industrial Environmental Control System. On the 29th of December 2023, the database began a pilot phase, a testing phase, and currently the database is being tested for conformity with data security, and we intend to bring it fully into operation by the end of this year. Thank you.